Hello, and welcome to True Crime Sleep Stories. Settle into your bed, listeners, and let the world fade away to a whisper. Picture a small farmhouse in Hydesville, New York, where winter wind rattles the windows and the night wraps the fields in a quiet chill. It's 1848, and in this humble home, a mystery unfolds, its eerie sounds echoing through time. This is the story of the Fox Sisters, a tale of ghostly whispers and hidden truths woven to haunt the mind until its secrets are revealed. Breathe deeply and let this chilling mystery carry you gently into your dreams. But before we dive into tonight's tale, a quick note. CrimeCon 2025 is coming up September 5th through the 7th in Denver, Colorado, and I would love for you to join me. Use my discount code BRINK, B-R-I-N-K, at checkout to save 10% on your tickets. Plus, show your ticket or code receipt at my table for a free signed copy of my book. I can't wait to meet you there. Now, let's step into the shadows of this story. In the winter of 1848, Hydesville was a quiet hamlet, its wooden houses scattered across snowy fields, the air sharp with the scent of pine and frost. The Fox family, John and Margaret, with their daughters Maggie, age 14, and Kate, age 11, had recently moved into a modest farmhouse, its walls creaking with age. The townsfolk were simple, their lives tied to the land, their evenings spent by candlelight. But in March of 1848, strange noises began to disturb the Fox household. At night, when the family tried to sleep, sharp raps echoed from the walls. Tap, 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 like knuckles striking wood. The sounds moved, now from the floor, and then from the ceiling, as if an unseen presence roamed the house. The raps grew bolder, waking the family up night after night. Maggie and Kate, sharing a bedroom, would huddle under the blankets, their breath catching as the knocks seemed to answer their whispers. One night, Kate, bold despite her fear, called out to the darkness, "Do as I do," and clapped her hands. The raps replied, mimicking her rhythm. Two claps, two knocks. The family gathered, their candles casting flickering shadows, and tested the phenomenon. They asked questions. "How many children do we have?" The raps answered correctly. Four sharp knocks. "Is this a spirit?" A single loud rap shook the room. The air grew heavy, the house alive with an unseen force. The word of the rapping spread through Hydesville, drawing neighbors to the farmhouse. The knocks continued, now spelling out messages by counting raps for letters of the alphabet. The spirit, they claimed, was a peddler, a man who had died in the house years before, his body hidden in the cellar. The foxes dug into the dirt floor, finding only a few bones. Human, some whispered, though none could be sure. The town buzzed with fear and wonder, the farmhouse now a place of pilgrimage. The raps followed the sisters, even when they stayed with neighbors, as if the spirit clung to them. Shadows seemed to move in the corners, and a cold draft swept through the rooms even on still nights. The mystery deepened as the sisters were sent to Rochester to live with their older sister, Leah, a music teacher with a sharp mind. The rappings followed, growing louder and more complex. Tables tilted, chairs slid across the floor, and faint voices seemed to whisper in the dark. Leah, seeing opportunity, declared Maggie and Kate as mediums, able to communicate with the dead. Seances were held, the sisters at the center, their hands trembling as the spirits answered with knocks. Rochester's elite flocked to witness the phenomenon, their candles illuminating faces pale with awe. The spirits spoke of lost loves, hidden secrets, and the peddler's restless soul, his death a mystery tied to the Hydesville house. The phenomenon birthed a movement called spiritualism, a belief that the living could speak to the dead. By 1850, the Fox sisters were famous, their seances drawing crowds across New York, Boston, and beyond. The rappings grew more elaborate. Messages spelled out, objects moving, ghostly hands touching those who sat in the circle. Whispers of a murdered peddler haunted the story, his spirit demanding justice. Some claimed to see his figure, a shadowy man with hollow eyes, standing in the corner during the seances. Others reported strange illnesses after attending, their dreams filled with the sound of raps. In Hydesville, a local man, rumored to have lived in the house before the Foxes, vanished without a trace, his disappearance fueling tales of a curse. Another, a skeptic who mocked the sisters, was found dead in his barn, his death unexplained, but his face frozen in fear. Investigators, both scientific and spiritual, flocked to the sisters. Doctors and professors tested the rappings, searching for wires and hidden voices, but found nothing. The knocks came from beneath the floor, inside the walls, even from within the sisters' own bodies, defying explanation. Some spoke of a demonic force, others of a restless spirit tied to a forgotten crime. The peddler's story grew. A man named Charles Rosna, some said, killed for his wares, his body buried in the cellar. Yet no records confirmed his existence, and the bones found were too few to prove a murder. The mystery of the rappings captivated the nation. The Fox sisters at its heart, their faces solemn as they channeled the unseen. Years passed and the sisters' fame grew, but so did the whispers of doubt. Spiritualism spread, with mediums springing up across the country, but the Fox sisters remained its origin. Their seances filled theaters, their hands guiding spirits to speak. Yet, the knocks were inconsistent, sometimes faint, sometimes absent. Skeptics pressed harder, noting the sisters' youth and their knack for performance. The vanished man and the dead skeptic, were they tied to the spirits or something more earthly? The house in Hydesville stood empty, its cellar silent. but the town never forgot the raps that shook its peace. In 1888, the mystery unraveled, its truth as startling as the knocks themselves. Maggie Fox stood before a crowded theater in New York City and confessed. The rappings, she said, were a hoax, begun as a childish prank. She and Kate, bored in the quiet farmhouse, had discovered that they could crack their toe joints to mimic knocks, hiding the tricks from their parents. The sounds, amplified by the house's wooden walls, fooled everyone. The peddler's story was fiction, spun to captivate neighbors. Leah, seeing profit, turned the prank into a career, coaching the girls to perform seances. The bones in the cellar, likely animal, were a convenient prop. The shadowy figure, the tables moving, all staged, a blend of sleight of hand and suggestion. The true crime was one of deception. The sisters earned thousands, their seances feeding the nation's hunger for the supernatural. Spiritualism, built on their lie, drew millions, some losing their fortunes to false mediums who followed their lead. The vanished man and the dead skeptic, though eerie, were unrelated, coincidences seized by the sisters to fuel their myth. Hydesville suffered, its name tied to a ghost that never was. Maggie's confession shocked believers, but Kate, struggling with alcoholism, wavered, later claiming that some rappings were real. The sisters faded into obscurity, their lives marked by poverty and regret, the movement they sparked outliving their truth. Hydesville returned to its quiet ways, the farmhouse long gone, its fields reclaimed by time. The raps were silent, but the story of the Fox sisters endured. A tale of belief and betrayal, of a mystery that captivated until its heart was laid bare. Thank you for listening to this episode of True Crime Sleep Stories. As you drift towards sleep, picture the snowy fields of Hydesville, the moonlight soft on the empty land where a farmhouse once stood. The spirits may never have been real, but the mystery of human longing lingers as a whisper in the night. What drives a prank to become a legend? Let that question fade like starlight, carrying you into dreams. The truth rests in Hydesville. But for now, sleep easy, wrapped in the calm of this tale. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the monsters bite.